All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 5th. It's 2:44 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Seth, you want to start?
Seth Robertson, Board Clerk Secretary.
Holton Hunsaker, board member.
David Hutchison, the CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
Oh.
All right. First up, board, are the board meeting minutes from May 6th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
You can bring those up real fast. I don't expect to see anything, but I did not get the chance to review.
Okay. Here they are. So it looks like we just went through the first quarters, just like today. So,
Yeah, I have no issues. I'd make a motion to approve presented board meetings from May 6th as with no comment.
okay, thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up, the second quarter financials. So, David.
Okay, thanks. So in the balance sheet and in the general fund, starting off, we have 14,271 in our working capital fund. We have accounts payable of $5,379. In the debt service, we have a reserve fund, 174,500, and capitalized interest, $2,350. Capital projects, the construction fund, we have 2.588 million, and in the cost of issuance fund, we have 8,523. And so we can get that transferred over to here since we're past those 90 days too, if that's preferred.
This one, I know there was some confusion on this one and on those cost of issuance funds. Matt, I think I have some invoices from you that you sent to me to get paid. And I said, I thought these got paid out of cost of issuance and you were going to track those down. And so that'd be my only hesitation if there's invoices from you and your team, Matt, that have not been paid.
Okay. That actual Matt is Christy, Seth, but I'll follow up with Matt on that. So David, if you could hold those for
For now.
till next quarter, till we get back.
Okay, I will do. And I can.
And just for clarification for you, Mike, I think part of that was that some of those initial invoices were, we were doing Coral Can, we were doing the range, and we were doing Point West, and we were doing the
I'll
range
separate them.
all at the same time, and there were invoices that had those costs commingled. So that'd be my only concern is I don't want to.
Okay. I do remember that now that you say it.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So we'll hold off on this until that can be clarified, and then upon your guys' instruction on that, we can move funds or request that UMB moves those funds as needed. moving on to the general fund, we've had interest income $526. We've had total expenditures for the year of $10,484.85 of the 51,000 budgeted, and that leaves us an ending fund balance of $8,892. In the debt service fund, we've had interest income of $5,500 and a bond interest payment of $84,975. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $176,856. And the capital projects fund, interest income $55,417. And then we've not had any capital outlay to date, and gives us an ending fund balance of $2,596,955. With that, let me open it up for any questions or anything you'd like to look at more in depth.
I do not have any additional questions.
Hey, Holt, if you're good, take a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the second quarter financials that I've presented.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. That's everything I have. Do you guys have stuff for us?
No.
Okay. Motion to adjourn, and then we'll see you in 10 minutes.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second that too.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We're